From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting more Russian and Syrian airstrikes in Aleppo. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning, this according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and the UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it is worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. According to local officials, more than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Lashkar Gah, and dozens more have been wounded. Most of the casualties occurred after Taliban insurgents launched a large-scale attack on Lashkar Gah on Monday. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from Islamic State group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say that they are seeing few indications Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure